The Live at KHUM podcast is brought to you by North Coast Horticulture Supply, NHS, helping you have fun in the garden. For more information about KHUM and its podcasts, visit khum.com.
Wonderful world. It's 42 minutes after 4 o'clock here on KHUM, and I'm real happy to be joined in studio by the Mother Hips.
How's it going?
You guys can hear me in the headphones, right?
No, but we can hear you in the room. It's okay.
All right. Man.
You can read your lips.
One day we'll get this technology.
There it is.
There it is.
Are tough.
And we can actually hear you, too. So.
We can actually.
I feel like
reveal.
Nothing can go wrong at this point. Because
that's the way I think, too.
But anyway, we're real happy to have you guys here. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thank you. It's real nice to be back to Humboldt County and to KHUM in particular. You guys have always been really nice to us, and feels good to be back.
Well, we're real big fans, and you got a lot of fans. When's the last time you were in Humboldt? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a really long time, actually. I think, was it at the Six Rivers?
Might have been.
God, man, it's been a long time.
02.
02, really? Can anyone confirm that?
You don't believe me?
I don't want to believe you.
02, well, it's been too long, and we're real glad that you're back here. You got a new record out.
Yeah, we got a record out. It's called Pacific Dust, and it came out only about 2 weeks ago, and just under 2 weeks ago. And we're really excited about the record, and we're touring all over the place in support of that record. And we'd like to play a couple of the songs from that record today.
Nice. Did you record? You recorded. You guys have a studio, right?
Yes, in San Francisco.
Jackie Green is part of it?
Yeah. Me and Jackie started that studio a couple years ago, and we have another friend who's involved in it named Dave Simon Baker, and he co-produced this Mother Hips record with us. And me and Dave are producing Jackie's record right now at the studio, and nice. Real busy. A lot of records coming through.
Is it more comfortable to record in a studio that you built and you know?
Yeah, I mean, for me, what do you guys? How did you guys think?
I love it. Yeah, it's much more comfortable being in an environment that is Tim's than anybody else's.
It's like the clubhouse, you know, hanging out. It's pretty comfortable, and all of us have spent a lot of time in there recording on other people's records. The Mother Hips is kind of like the house band there. So
yeah, well, you guys have been together as a band for a long time, so I would think that when you first got together and were first recording was still back in the days where, like, you went into a studio and paid a lot of money for studio time and didn't have the luxury of being able to kind of take your time and put the record together that way.
Yeah, I mean, when we were on American, we definitely had enough money in the budget to take our time, but it was still, like, the parking meter was ticking the whole time. And it's a little different now because we can spread it out more and take more time, and we don't have to work 12 hours every day.
Yeah. You
know? So, it was really nice, and we look forward to doing it many, many more times in the future.
Do you have a preference for being in the studio and making records as opposed to touring and playing live?
So incredibly different. So I personally love both for many different reasons. It's fun to go into the studio and just kind of go into a different world and lock yourselves in for a while. And of course, the enjoyment of playing live and getting the energy of the live audience is something completely different.
Yeah.
Both excellent.
Yeah, and one of them you don't have to lug your amplifier around every day, which is nice.
I was gonna, you know, I'm always tempted to ask that when bands come in, but I think it's just such a stupid question. But for a band like you that's been on the road, do you ever get? I really don't want to lug my equipment and set
I
it up.
About 15 minutes ago. When I looked at your stairs. And I'm going to have it in about another 20 minutes and look at your stairs again.
Well, maybe next tour the roadies can do the work for you. All right, Mother Hips, they're playing tonight at Humbrews, and I think they're going to play a couple songs for us right now.
Yes, sir. This one is called White Falcon Fuzz.
Well, I woke I saw someone standing in the shadow, so I ran to the kitchen and I turned on the light and found the sharp pencil. And I stood there naked in the light, just writing while the night burned black through the windows and my wife was sleeping. I never thought I'd find myself at all, much less with a pencil for a weapon in the fifth dimension. And thinking our love would last is thinking that the part of our love that lasts is gonna be the good part. It's like throwing a rope from a boat to a man in water who's looking like he needs a little helping hand. Says he's not done drinking, it'll be a little while till the ocean runs dry, check back in a couple more months. Any legacy of mine's gonna be sunshine, and I leave it behind as a sign of my love for mankind. Hail, hail, white foul reapers, it's because of you I'm standing here. Hail, hail, white foul reapers, I was thus transfigured. If I never find out, it's either 'cause I did it or I tried and I failed to forget it and walked into the sun. Is that what the world is saying? That your rock and roll band can't last if you haven't got a really good singer. And you're finding it rough to get yourself across, getting lost in the white falcon fuzz if you are a good singer. Hail, hail, white falcon. It's because of you I'm standing here. Hail, hail, white bowers, I was thus
you want.
I can give it to you. Woo-hoo!
Live in the studio on KHUM. Man, I'm so stoked you guys are here. Do you guys ever play real radio stations? Because the first thing that happened, I guess, when we got set up is that the bass player leaned into the microphone and got about a 7,000 watt shock.
It's a good thing equipment. This thing isn't transmitting any more power. You would have been dead.
Band, nobody in the band.
No brain, no pain.
Helps him with the indigestion. Yeah.
The band can't hear each other because of our 79-cent headphone budget. But
I can hear it. Sounds.
Yeah. All right.
What?
Anyway, Mother Hip's playing tonight at Tom Brews, and if you guys can hang around for a little bit, I'm going to take a short commercial break, and we'll have some more songs.
Yes,
great.
All right, more Mother Hip's coming up right after these on KHUM. Now, 5 o'clock, you're tuned to 104.3, 104.7 KHUM, Garberville, Eureka, Arcata, Translator, K282AD, Eureka, and streaming on the web at KHUM.com, and also now video streaming. And we got Mother Hip's live in studio.
Yeah, man.
Playing tonight down at Humbrews. And I was looking at your itinerary on your website, and you're playing Crockett in a couple of days.
Yeah, Saturday
that's,
night.
That's kind of Paul's backyard. Thank so
that is a funky
dumpyard. Yeah.
I used to go there when I lived in Berkeley because there was like that hotel, that old funky hotel, yeah. And then the weird restaurant right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're playing at
what
that
about,
restaurant?
What about that place that's on the water there? That's a little further up the river there.
You're thinking of Port Costa.
Port Costa.
Yeah, striking distance to Port Costa. A great fishing spot if you're.
That's a beer drinking spot.
Beer and fishing. Yeah, they go well together on the train tracks. So you got to be careful because people forget to combine the two activities right next to a train. You know, track.
Beer drinking and high speed train watching.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. It's a great, that Port Costa is a fun little place.
Yeah, that
it is.
It's awesome
secret,
down there.
Little secret nook.
Yeah, it's right there in the Bay Area, but it's like this little thing that's, it feels cut off.
It's like the closest place you can go and just be a drunk for as long as you want. No one will ever find you.
Exactly. And yet you're just striking distance from the 80. You can, like, you're almost in civilization.
You know what, though? I found you can do that right in town, too.
You do.
Duke, how have you now?
Yeah, you think you're doing it, but you're not. You should hear what people say.
It works around here, too.
That's right.
Oh, we should mention also, tomorrow night, you're going to be down in Casper, at the Casper.
Yeah, right? Casper, and that place is great. We love playing there.
It's it would be a great place to see you guys. I mean, it's a really cool roadhouse. And that'll be a fun show. That's tomorrow night, tonight at Humbrews. And we can get a couple more songs.
Sure.
Let's do it.
We're going to play an older song from a few records back. It's called Whiskey on a Southbound. Speaking of trains going fast and alcohol. Yeah. A one, two.
Whiskey on a southbound, bound for Asia Town. Let those diesel engines pull me down. The broke down man at the station house, crying from his head to his hand. What makes me wonder what she said? She said, figure it out. looking for another out. There's only one way out, but I'm trying to figure it out. There's only one way out, but we'll see about that.
Studio playing tonight at Humbrew's. Thank you so much. That was really cool.
Thank you.
It was great to have you in the studio.
It's fun to be here, man. Thank you.
Come back again.